How many of you thought to bring your new birth, the little book called New Birth? I told you last week I was going to talk about it. Do you have it? Have you ever read it before? How many ever read the New Birth? Amen. Amen. Praise God for the children. Amen. Take them. I don't see any of the children workers here, but the other week, we talked about what is the gospel, and we came up with the answer: the gospel is what? Good news. Good news. The gospel is what? Good news. And good news about what? What Jesus did in his being born. The prophets talked about his birth, and it's God and Abraham made a covenant some thousand years before he showed up. The gospel recorded said he came through 42 what generation, and he was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and he lived approximate how long? 33 and a half years. 33 and a half years. That's how long he lived on earth. And he died on the cross. He ministered to people for 3 and a half years. He ministered, and John recorded, said if everything Jesus did had been recorded, I don't suppose the world could hold the books, but we see that the Bible recorded certain miracles, certain incidents that took place, why did he come? What was the purpose in him coming? Amen. Man was lost, right? Man was lost. And Adam selling us out to the world, or to the world of darkness, that mean man lost everything. And the most important thing, the greatest thing, that he lost his relationship with God. He died. He was separated from God. And because he was separated from God, he was headed to a place that will cause him to, listen to what I'm saying, that will cause him to be eternally separated from God. But God loved man. He provided a Savior. And Jesus came approximately 2,000 years ago. And it's been about 2,000 years that he came. He was born as a man, a baby, grew up, became a man. And then as he became a man, he lived a perfect life. He died a sacrificial death, which was, he didn't do anything wrong, but he took our place, and he died on the cross. They punished him. They beat him. And you got to understand, everything they did physically to him was for our benefit. But the spiritual part that we were separated from God and we were sinners, and he suffered that awful torture, tormented in hell, being a sinner for 3 days. And as he suffered that, before they put him in of Joseph's new tomb, they punished his. They really did. Words hard to say how they tortured his body. They beat him with 39 lashes. They speared him in the side. They put a crown of thorn on his head, and they tortured him. And he died on that cross, and In doing so, he paid the full penalty for sin, not sin, but sin. Sin, that's what he defeated, the sin itself, which Satan brought forth. And when he did that, God raised him from the dead. And then when he raised him from the dead, he put off from himself everything. He was a free, newborn, resurrected man. He was raised and resurrected to life, and the life of God was in him. Not only it was in his spirit, life, death can't ever touch Jesus again. Now listen to what I'm saying. Death can never touch him again. Why? Because he conquered death. Y'all doing just what I told y'all not to do. I see them sitting over there and y'all sitting over here. When we gonna get it? When somebody gonna get bold enough to act on the word of God and just be nice? Get out of your comfort zone. Go back there with them. Somebody. Amen. Now listen, I'm going to read something and going to talk to you. God is so good and he's so merciful. And it's so good to set your heart in the light of the word of God. It's so good. And as you do, light will shine in the areas that it hadn't been shining, and it helped you to walk in places where you never walked in the light. So what was Jesus? Why did Jesus come? Why did God send Jesus? What was his purpose? I'm asking you, what was his purpose in coming? What did he say? Why did he say he came? It was lost people. What did he tell us to do after he finished his part? What did he tell us to do? Anybody have any idea? There ain't no trick question. What did he tell us to do? He gave us instruction and he told us what to do, right? Why did he want us to tell all men? Because they were what? All men were lost, right? Did he tell us as a people to go to just a certain group? Did they start out doing that? Mm-hmm. And they had to be corrected, didn't they? Didn't God correct them? He even had Peter to fall into a trance so he could talk to him, right? Because he knew how bad he was stuck in the Jewish tradition, a way of thinking. After walking with Jesus for how long? 3.5 years, he still was stuck. Amen? And so I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to read. Why do we come to church on Wednesday night? Why do we come to church on Sunday morning? What is our purpose? Is there any reason? Do we come just to shout and feel good and go back home? Why do we come? We come so we can see who we get mad at. We come to find somebody we can talk about. Why do we come? That's what we're supposed to be doing, right? But what? If that's the only reason we come? We come to worship? Yeah, we come to worship. All right. Any other reason we come?